Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. It's July 3rd. I wanted to go ahead and do this. Folks, I'm a little overwhelmed right now. Got a lot of stuff going on family-wise, and got a house guest coming in over the next week or so. So I am actually going to, and I'm sending this out as a notification to you, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a two-week break here. Needless to say, since beginning of September, I've been, except for a few gaps, I've been trying to put out an episode every day. We've got almost 300 episodes in the can. So if you haven't listened to them over this 2 weeks, go back in and listen to some of them and get caught up on them. And, you know, I mean, there's Bible study back in there. There's actually an episode back there that we never got back to doing it. Wife and I wanted to, where wife and I discussed some topics of the day, which is way, way back near the beginning. So you'd have to hunt for it. But, I've got so many other things to do, and I want to kind of reset the program. Not that we're necessarily going to change format or anything, but honestly, the intro, the audio on it is not great, and it's actually not factually accurate because I'm not using the Robert Murray McShane Bible reading plan anymore, so I need to rework that. But my plan is, I've already got a couple of the Bible studies already put together. The plan is to, through these 2 weeks, and once I come back, I've actually got a week off of work. I took a week off of work, but I will be broadcasting then. Is I want to get a couple of weeks worth of episodes put together and already recorded and pre-scheduled and get out ahead. So when the kind of things that have come up in the last couple of months or so where I've had to miss an episode and then double up and stuff like that doesn't happen anymore. So you guys aren't missing episodes. So what I'm going to do over this time is get out ahead in the Bible study, get out ahead in my recording and get stuff already pre-scheduled. So we'll kick back off on July 17th, that Monday. We will pick right back up where we are at the end of John chapter 9 in our Bible study. What I would say to you, and I would hope you would keep up with it because I'm going to do it. The link for the Bible reading plan, I'm going to put the links for the resources that I use in the show notes for this episode, as I do every episode. If I were you, And I say that because I'm going to continue to do it, whether I'm recording or not, is I'm going to continue reading in that Bible plan so that when we jump back in, because when we jump back in on July 17th, we're going to jump in on day July 17 in the reading plan. So I'm not going to back up and try to catch up. Okay. So I would definitely encourage you to stay up with the reading plan every day. I'm going to do that. I would encourage you to do so as well. And then we will pick back up on July 17th. I'm sorry for you folks that, you know, I know that listen every day, and actually I'm very, very blessed and grateful that you do so. But honestly, the plate's a little over full right now. So I need a little bit of time, but like I said, during that time, I'm going to be doing some recording and planning out and getting stuff out so that we've got a couple of weeks worth of episodes already recorded, ready to go, and I can stay ahead of things. Therefore, you don't miss an episode. Therefore, we don't have a gap anymore. Because that's something I've struggled with, and I don't like. And I don't think you do either. I know I don't like it when I'm listening, when I'm having to listen, or when I'm listening to a podcast I love, and that person has issues. I'm understanding, and I'm grateful for them, and I pray for them for whatever's going on with them. But at the same time, it kind of throws off my rhythm. I have a listening rhythm that I follow every morning with the podcasts I listen to. And when one's missing, it feels like I've got to, and I totally understand, Pastor Gabe Hughes. I listen to his broadcast every morning. And I love listening to him, his Bible study. But he and his family, they've got things going on. And so they're taking a break for the month of I think it's the whole month of July. And that's going to throw off my schedule. Now, I think it's great that they're going to go and take time. And they more than deserve it, believe me, but I'm going to miss it. And I hope I've not for myself, but for God's glory, I've made enough of an impact with you that are listening to me, that it has that same impact that you're going to miss being able to listen to me in the morning. But I assure you that me taking these 2 weeks will help the program going down the road. So again, I thank you for listening to me. I love you. I really do. That's why I do this. I love you and I love my God and I want to honor him. And that's why I'm doing this. And that's the only reason I'm doing this. I hope you have a wonderful 2 weeks going forward. It is the middle of summer. I hope you have great summer plans. I would continue to hope that all your plans include worshiping with the saints. And if they don't, change them. Make sure you do. We're definitely, even with the person in town with us, we're definitely going to be going to church. And I look forward to seeing you back on July 17th. Have a great day. God bless.